just a natural gambler, but I try to do my share. Go down gambling. Say it when you're running low. Go down gambling. You may never have to go, no, no, no.
Go Down Gambling, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, a WCAR with Scott Regan, 25 minutes before 12 o'clock, and here's Diana Ross, Surrender.
I want the love that you deny me, that I need so desperately. The tenderness that you possess, you deprive me. You must pay for the lonely nights that I walk the floor for you. And don't you know that you must arrest all the tears dead. Don't you know that I'm taking my case to the highest court of love? And these are some of the charges you'll be found guilty of. You've used me and abused me till I felt like I wanted to die. You created a need in me that only you can satisfy.
Give it to me.
Surrendered by Diana Ross, the WCAR. This is Scott Regan. How you doing, folks? It's 22 minutes before 12 o'clock. Ray Otis will be here tomorrow morning, and he'll be awake, because I know he's at home now sleeping. And here's Three Dog Night, excuse me, and Liar. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there it is, Three Dog Night and Liar at 19 minutes before 12 midnight at WCAR, and this is Scott Regan, and now it's time to talk about the Specs Howard School of Announcing, and we have with us here tonight a Specs Howard School of Announcing announcer. And let's see, what can we tell you about Specs Howard School of Announcing? We'll hear a word from the announcer here in just a second. Specs Howard School of Announcing is there, and you can go to it. Okay, here's the number, 354-61. We'll be hearing from the Specs Howard announcer. He'll announce something here in just a minute. 354-6161. Now, in all seriousness here, all seriousness aside, instructors are well-known Detroit disc jockeys, and classes are held in the days or the evenings and on weekends, so you don't have to quit your job. You know, you can... There it is. There's the announcement. Very good.
Hey, Specs runs the finest school in the country.
He really does. And Specs, it is a pleasure to have you on with us tonight. And how did you get started in this business of broadcasting schools?
I was fired from radio.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is not Specs Howard. I'm going to bed.
That's Ray Otis, and he'll be here tomorrow morning between 6 and 10 o'clock. And I know he's at home asleep now, so he'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Now, if you'd like to schedule a personal interview with the Specs Howard School of Announcing, here's the number you can call, 354-6161. The school is licensed by the Michigan State Board of Correction. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not right. That's Board of Education and approved for veterans' benefits.
And so, you're sure to tell tell Specs I said he has the best school in the country.
He does, really. And not in the city, though. In the country, he does nice. But in the city, it's second best school. No, I'm only kidding. Okay, well, since this is my last night here, I'll be fired tomorrow.
Don't
no,
say that.
This is really a great school. It really is. Right here, this one, we're WCAR. No, Specs Howard is super, and if you want to be a disc jockey, that's where you go. 354-6161 in all seriousness.
WCAR.
Here are the occasions, and I'm a girl watcher, which beats being a Weight Watcher.
Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toy. I found a new pastime. Well, on whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher.
Yes, and it's really nice, as a matter of fact. It certainly beats mowing the lawn. 14 minutes before 12 o'clock at WCAR with Scott Regan. And here is Joan Baez, the night they drove old Dixie down. Certainly wasn't very nice of them, but that showbiz.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, the people were singing, they went na-na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Back with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down. a rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise the cane back up when it's in the
Tonight they drove Old Dixie down. Joan Baez, the WCAR with Scott Regan. It's 11 minutes before 12 o'clock. And here's the Funkadelic. And can you get to that? And how soon? At the Funkadelic at WCAR with Scott Regan. 9 minutes before 12 o'clock, a cut from the new John Lennon album will be coming up here in just a few minutes.
What's going on up there? Officer, what's the holdup over here?
Can you pull over to the curb, please? This is a vehicle inspection, sir.
Oh, sure, officer. Yeah, let me get over here a little bit. How's this,
that's
officer?
That's fine, that's fine. Can you try your, first of all, try your windshield wipers and washers, please?
Oh, I wonder if I...
And the washers, please.
Boy, I hope they're working all right.
Okay.
How's that, officer?
That's very good. Got a little water on me.
Last year, over 160,000 vehicles were inspected by police all over Michigan, and there were some surprises. 47,000 cars failed to have windshield washers that worked properly. 23,000 vehicles had working front lamps, but they were improperly aimed.
How are the lights now?
They look real good.
And how's the horn sound?
An accident is nothing to laugh at. WCAR cares about Detroit and its people.
John Lennon's new album is a cut called Imagine.
Sky.
John Lennon, Imagine, at WCAR, 5 minutes to 12 o'clock. Here's Stevie Wonder, You Really Love Me.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
If You Really Love Me, Stevie Wonder at WCAR, and it's 2 minutes before 12 o'clock in the morning. Big Ray Otis will be here tomorrow morning. This is Scott Regan. Thank you all for listening, and good night.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. Oh, they danced with me. And as I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. Let's just go get it over you. Oh, no. Oh, there ain't no girl in my little red book who could ever replace your charm. Up. Oh, won't you please come back? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can love be? I need you so much. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Without your precious love, I can't go on.